Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back. Here's a look at the notable MLS fixtures coming up this weekend. On Saturday, Portland Timbers face LAFC. Montreal take on FC Cincinnati. Charlotte host Toronto FC. Oh, this is a fun one. NYCFC taking on the New England Revolution. Ooh. New York Red Bulls host Chicago Fire. Sporting Kansas City hosting Inter Miami at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Again, all these matches are on Apple TV Plus. Ooh, that Vancouver Galaxy game is going to be fun too. Late night, 10:30 p.m.
That's
Eastern.
The best one of the slate.
It really is. And we're going to hit on that one later on in the show. But right now, we're going to chat on that Sporting KC Inter Miami fixture. Is this at Arrowhead?
Yup. This is a big one.
Woo! Lots of people.
Did they sell it out?
That's a great question. I don't know if they sold it out.
Is Taylor Swift going? Apparently, I think they did. They must have sold that out. Not recently. Not like it's a highly anticipated match. It's not like yesterday it was sold out.
All right, well, let's chat on this matchup and how these two teams kind of compare to each other so far this season. Here's a look. Sporting Kansas City currently sitting in seventh in the West. Inter Miami third in the East. Kansas City with 10 points out of their first seven matches. Miami 12 out of their first eight. Inter Miami, of course, coming off that CONCACAF Champions Cup loss to Monterrey, where we saw Tata Martino play. All the big names, including Lionel Messi, made no subs in that loss. So the question is for them, Nico, how are they going to approach this match against Kansas City now that they are out of CONCACAF Champions Cup? Are they just throwing everything that they have at league play now? Are we going to see a Messi? I mean, they played the full 90.
And that team, or a very similar look team, is going to play the majority of the game against Sporting Kansas City. Inter Miami needs to start picking up points before the summer, before they lose Messi, before the team becomes something else. They're going to lose Diego Gomez for the Olympics. And you just want to see them build, improve.
Where do you think the improvement needs to come from?
Off the ball.
What position?
When Inter Miami, clearly the defense, and some players in the midfield, they've lost Arias, they've lost Solari, Redondo Solari. Inter Miami can have the ball. I'm not worried about Inter Miami with the ball. I know that they can hold possession. Mm-hmm. They can approach opposition's box. They have the players and the quality to do so. When they lose the ball, who's going to run? Who's going to give 110%? Because there's players that are either not good enough or not young enough. And over a longer period of time, I don't know if it's sustainable. Maybe for Major League Soccer it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is. And I think that's the conversation we were having yesterday. But for international play, to this team that we've held them to such a high standard because the best player in the world holds himself to the highest of standards.
They also set the bar really high with that League's Cup run.
Sustainable.
It made you believe. That League's Cup run was 100%.
And they've dropped off.
Yeah, they haven't won their last
five. The goalkeeper has dropped off. The defense has gotten worse. And not only that, they have one of the thinnest benches in, and I would say the entire
what
league.
What did Tata say after
he said that
the
he
match?
Didn't want to play the kids on the bench because of the youth and the inexperience at such a big match, that even with the game, he said on Wednesday that after the second goal it was done. He didn't, not even with the series done,
mm-hmm.
he wanted
that's
to
a
play
statement.
Youngsters.
I mean,
but that's when you give them that experience.
Right, but it
so
was
that's what's
just,
crazy to
but
me.
But he knows that, and why wouldn't he? Why do you think he would say that? Is it just taking a shot at the roster rules?
Yeah. It feels like this Inter Miami team is calling for something more. The distribution of how the makeup of this team has come together. It's very like top heavy. That's it. It's both the league and the club.
I would say it's 70-30.
Let's bring all of Leo's friends who are 35 plus, right?
Help me help you is what Tata Martino is saying.
Mm.
The reason so many people are signing up for Apple TV Plus and watching these games and looking for these games and the reason why Sporting Kansas City is playing at an NFL stadium that fits, I'm assuming 60,000 and has been sold out not that recently, whatever quote you said, is because because of those 34-year-old or more players that are on this team. And if you don't give them the ability to surround them with players that can just hold it up, because it sounds like you're stepping on popcorn whenever these guys bend their knees. If you give them something, throw the pen so she gets one more. If you got to give them something, let them help this league grow.
They need to have support. You can't have a goalkeeper that passes the ball out of the back straight to a rival. You can't have a second string fullback from Argentina. You have to have the best fullback from Argentina, mm-hmm. but you can't. The best young fullback, Chelo Weigand, you know, I feel like we get caught, you know, it just blows us away every time someone from Argentina comes to Major League Soccer. Chelo Weigand, he was a great vibes guy at Boca, but he couldn't start at Boca. At the one of the best teams in Argentina, perhaps the best team in the world. But he...
Hold on. Italy's starting striker couldn't start at Boca.
But that's, I think, it's more of an indictment on Italy than it is on Boca. But that's who you're getting. And he's been all right, but not like, for example, I want to find the next Álvaro Barrial to play for Inter Miami. Obviously, on the right side, because they have Jordi Alba. But center backs. Between Christophe Freire and Toto Avilés or Noah Allen...
That's not going
to win you a championship.
But one of your center backs is a silver fox. That's not a good sign.
you gotta give Messi and company support.
Some people go gray prematurely.
I'm sure. I'm just saying. My guy looks stressed back there.
He's dealing with a lot. It's a lot. Oh man.
He said stepping on popcorn.
It got you. 3 minutes late.
He said all these old guys need oil in your joints.
Charlie's facial expressions today are really slaying me. Okay, on the other side.
It looks
side.
Like he's buffering most of the time.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.